104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Serial Killer with DJ Jordan. And today, because we are finally back in school, my radio show is back. Lots of things are coming back. The theme of today's show will be songs that have the word back in the title. So to kick it off, we will be listening to The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy.
The boys are back in town.
And that was The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. This song was used at the 2012 Republican National Convention without the band's permission, and the band said that they did not approve of the use of the song and that they did not like it being played for political use. And next up, we have Never Going Back Again by Fleetwood Mac. That was Never Going Back Again by Fleetwood Mac. The song reflects the writer and guitarist Lindsey Buckingham's desire not to repeat previous mistakes. My next song is Looking Out My Back Door by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Soon I'll see him.
That was Looking Out My Back Door, which was written for the writer John Fogerty's son, who was 3 at the time. Fogerty says that the reference to a parade passing by was inspired by the Dr. Seuss book, and to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street. Next up, I have It Will Come Back by Hozier. That was It Will Come Back. And things really do seem to always come back. Everything pumpkin spice is coming back for the fall. And right now, my facts about cereal are coming back. A cereal that is now back for a limited time only is Pumpkin Spice Frosted Flakes. But it seems like, for now, they're only being sold at Walmart, online, and in stores. Now, let's get back to the music. Next, we have Back to the Earth by Rusted Root. That was Back to the Earth by Rusted Root. And now it's time for my fact about a killer this week. When it comes to leaving and then coming back to something, there are some killers who will stop and then start again. One example is the BTK Strangler. BTK stands for Blind Torture Kill. He was active 1974 to 1991 and would write letters after each murder. He then took over a decade-long break, but resumed again when he sent multiple letters to the press in 2004. He is now serving 10 life sentences. My next song is Back Pocket by Wolfpack. That was Back Pocket. It's a cute little song about a middle school crush. Next, we'll have Take It Back by Cream. The message of this song likely refers to the narrator's desire to stay home from the war, urging the government to take his draft card back. Here it is.
I want to ashamed of my greed. I've got to survive. So come on, baby, don't go away. Just let me save me for a rainy day. Take it back. Take it back. Take that thing right out of here. Take it back. Take it back. Take that thing right out of here. Right away. Far away. Take that thing right out of here. I got this thing. Got to keep it sharp. Go to places where it won't shine in the dark.
And that was Take It Back by Cream. And the next song that I have is I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty, which is a song about defiance against forces of difficulty and oppression. Because of this message, it was played often on American radio after 9/11. So here it is, I Won't Back Down. That was I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. Next, I have I'll Be Back by The Beatles, which was on the album for the Beatles movie A Hard Day's Night, but it was not featured in the movie.
find better things to do than to break my heart again. This time I will try to show that I'm not trying to pretend.
That was I'll Be Back by the Beatles, and my next song is Back in the USA, which was inspiration for the Beatles song Back in the USSR, which follows the same tune. So here is Back in the USA by Chuck Berry. That was Back in the USA by Chuck Berry. And next up is Get You Back by the Beach Boys, which was the band's first release since the drowning death of band member Dennis Wilson. Here is Get You Back. That was Get Your Back by the Beach Boys. Next, I'll have Backdoor Man by the Doors, which was originally by Willie Dixon, recorded in 1960. The Doors version was released in 1967. Here's Backdoor Man. That was Backdoor Man by The Doors, and now I will play the title track of Amy Winehouse's album Back to Black. She based the album, and this song in particular, on her relationship with then-ex-boyfriend and future husband Blake Fielder Civil, who temporarily left her to pursue his previous ex-girlfriend. So here is Back to Black by Amy Winehouse. Or not, maybe not. You know, we can never have this show without technical difficulties. Glad to be back, of course. Yeah, the system, you know, is just getting set up at the beginning of the semester, so things can go wrong, things weren't plugged in, it's all right, we make do. Maybe I'll just skip that song. I'm sure I'll play it another time. It's a good song. I like Amy Winehouse. So how about instead I'll play the song that was next, which is Find Your Way Back by Jefferson Starship. This song was released as the first single on their album Modern Times in 1981. Here it is.
Trying to get back.
And I think that'll do it for my show this week. That was Find Your Way Back by Jefferson Starship, and I hope you find your way back to my show again. You are listening to WJRH 104.9. This has been The Serial Killer. Tune in again next week, Friday at 4:00.